In today's news headlines, the New York Times dropped a massive political bombshell on Sunday with the publication of an in-depth analysis of President Donald Trump's personal and business tax returns over several decades that were leaked to them. The Times found that in 2016 and 2017, Trump paid a mere $750 per year in federal income taxes, a fraction of what most people in his income bracket and those in far lower income brackets pay. The Times, which did not have returns for 2018 and 2019, also revealed that, quote, in 2010, he claimed and received an income tax refund totaling $72.9 million. All the federal income tax he had paid for 2005 through 2008, plus interest. He is currently battling the IRS over that tax refund and could owe back the taxes. Additionally, the president has hundreds of millions of dollars in debt that he is personally guaranteed and that will come due in the next few years. Although Trump has claimed for years that he became president out of a civic duty, the tax returns pay a picture of a failed businessman who was desperate to revive his star power in order to leverage it to stay financially afloat. According to the Times, Trump now, quote, depends more and more on making money from businesses that put him in potential and often direct conflict of interest with his job as president. Among the other jaw-dropping revelations from the leak of Trump's tax returns are the fact that, quote, even while declaring losses, he has managed to enjoy a lavish lifestyle by taking tax deductions on what most people would consider personal expenses, including residences, aircraft, and $70,000 in hairstyling for television. And Trump has paid his own daughter, Ivanka, a consulting fee in order to lower his tax bill. The New York Times' executive editor, Dean Baquet, explained that, quote, Mr. Trump's businesses appear to have benefited from his position, and his far-flung holdings have created potential conflicts between his own financial interests and the nation's diplomatic interests. The president predictably dismissed the Times reporting as fake news, but also said that the IRS treats him badly.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax, and you'll see that as soon as my tax returns. It's under audit. They've been under audit for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well. They treat me like the Tea Party, like they treated the Tea Party. They don't treat me well. They treat me very badly.
That's Trump responding to reporters' questions about his tax returns. He faced harsh criticism from all corners of social media. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, in 2016 and 17, I paid thousands of dollars a year in taxes as a bartender. Trump paid $750. He contributed less to funding our communities than waitresses and undocumented immigrants. California Representative Ted Lieu called the president, quote, a massive fraud who, quote, grossly mismanaged his businesses and personal finances the same way he mismanaged our government by repeatedly lying and conning those around him. The other big news over the weekend was not so surprising. President Trump officially nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the newest member of the U.S. Supreme Court to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The GOP wasted no time in printing T-shirts with the words Notorious ACB to promote Barrett with a play on the pop culture reference that Ginsburg was fondly known by. Senator Lindsey Graham, who has been excoriated for his hypocrisy on allowing Trump to appoint a justice so close to the election, has announced that Barrett's confirmation hearings will begin on October 12th. Fox News reports that the White House has readied an aggressive public relations plan to push back on criticism against her. A senior White House official told Fox, "We will need to be knife fighters with the opposition, and we'll be prepared to marshal information quickly and disseminate it to push back on any false narratives or attacks on her and her family." So far, it is not clear if Senate Democrats have the power or even the political will to delay Barrett's confirmation hearings. But Politico reported that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has his caucus on board with an effort to disrupt and obstruct Senate Republicans using a wide range of procedural tools to try to make it difficult for the Senate Majority Leader. Progressive activists on Saturday demonstrated outside Schumer's Brooklyn, New York house to demand that he use, quote, all the tools in his toolbox to save our democracy. This was Schumer's statement on Sunday.
Call senators across the country, especially Republican senators, and let them know you want to keep your health care. You want to keep, if you're a woman, you want to keep your freedom and reproductive freedom.
That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urging voters to call GOP senators to stop Barrett's nomination. Much has been revealed about Barrett's problematic views. According to the New York Times, she has, quote, compiled an almost uniformly conservative voting record in cases touching on abortion, gun rights, discrimination, and immigration. The Washington Post revealed that she has spoken multiple times at a training program for Christian law students, a program whose aim is to promote a, quote, distinctly Christian worldview in every area of law. Ahead of the debate on Tuesday, Trump, in what appears to be a desperate bid to undermine his poor polling performance, is insisting to his supporters that Biden is taking performance-enhancing drugs because the internet says so. He said this on Sunday.
People say he was on performance-enhancing drugs. A lot of people have said that. A lot of people have written that. So take a look at it. Take a look. Why don't you just check it? You can check out the internet. You'll see plenty of people say it.
The Biden campaign responded in a bizarre fashion to Trump's repeated dares over drug testing, with Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield saying, quote, Vice President Biden intends to deliver his debate answers in words. If the president thinks his best case is made in urine, he can have at it. We'd expect nothing less from Donald Trump, who peed away the chances to protect the lives of 200,000 Americans when he didn't make a plan to stop COVID-19. Following the statement, Trump planned to address his government's response to the coronavirus pandemic on Monday. The U.S. is losing the battle against the virus, with a whopping 55,000 new cases of infection on Friday, the largest single-day total in more than a month. While Trump had attempted to write off the virus as a problem for Democratic-leaning locales, the pandemic is now surging in primarily red states. And a new report exposes that the Department of Health and Human Services is spending a massive amount of tax dollars, $300 million, on an ad campaign to positively spin the government's response to the virus. A top spokesperson for the HHS, Michael Caputo, who stepped down last week, conceived the plan, saying the ad campaign was, quote, demanded of me by the President of the United States, personally. According to Politico, which first reported the campaign, Caputo's team in June requisitioned $300 million that Congress had previously appropriated to the CDC. One former Obama-era HHS official was shocked, saying, quote, CDC hasn't yet done an awareness campaign about COVID guidelines, but they're going to pay for a campaign about how to get rid of our despair, run by political appointees in the press shop right before an election? In other election news, Republican Senator Tom Cotton has introduced a bizarre bill that undermines people's right to vote. The bill would force an end to vote counting within 48 hours of the November 3rd election, which Cotton presumably thinks would benefit the president he remains loyal to. Meanwhile, as per a new report, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is readying herself and her colleagues for the possibility of an electoral college tie that the House would be forced to break, something that last happened in 1876. And that does it for our news headlines.